to which we have just referred. There are many individuals of the race, a far greater percentage than is generally imagined, who have the gift of psychic sight more or less developed. Many persons have quite a well-developed power of this kind who do not mention it to their acquaintances for fear of ridicule or of being thought strange. In addition to these persons, there are here and there to be found well-developed, clear-sighted, or truly clairvoyant persons whose powers of psychic perception are as highly developed as are the ordinary senses of the average individual. And the reports of these persons, far apart in time and space, though they may be, have always agreed on the main points of psychic phenomena, particularly in regards to the human aura. To the highly developed clairvoyant vision, every human being is seen as surrounded by the egg-shaped aura of 2 or 3 feet in depth, more dense and thick in the portion nearest the body, and then gradually becoming more tenuous, thin, and indistinct as the distance from the body is increased. By the psychic perception, the aura is seen as a luminous cloud, a phosphorescent flame, deep and dense around the center, and then gradually shading into indistinctness toward the edges. As a matter of fact, as all developed occultists know, the aura really extends very much further than even the best clairvoyant vision can perceive it, and its psychic influence is perceptible at quite a distance in many cases. In this respect, it is like any flame on the physical plane. It gradually fades into indistinctness, its rays persisting far beyond the reach of the vision, as may be proved by means of chemical apparatus, etc. To the highly developed clairvoyant vision, the human aura is seen to be composed of all the colors of the spectrum, the combinations of colors differing in various persons and constantly shifting in the case of every person. These colors reflect the mental, particularly the emotional states of the person in whose aura they are manifested. Each mental state has its own particular combination formed from the few elementary colors which represent the elementary mental conditions. As the mind is ever shifting and changing its states, it follows that there will ever be a corresponding series of shifting changes in the colors of the human aura. The shades and colors of the aura present an ever-changing kaleidoscopic spectacle of wonderful beauty and most interesting character. The trained occultist is able to read the character of any person, as well as the nature of his passing thoughts and feelings, by simply studying the shifting colors of his aura. To the developed occultist, the mind and character become as an open book, to be studied carefully and intelligently. Even the student of occultism, who has not been able to develop the clairvoyant vision to such a high degree, is soon able to develop the sense of psychic perception, whereby he is able to at least feel the vibrations of the aura, though he may not see the colors, and thus be able to interpret the mental states which have caused them. The principle is, of course, the same, as the colors are but the outward appearance of the vibrations themselves. Just as the ordinary colors on the physical plane are merely the outward manifestation of vibration of matter. But it must not be supposed that the human aura is always perceived in the appearance of a luminous cloud of ever-changing color. When we say that such is its characteristic appearance, we mean it in the same sense that we describe the ocean as a calm, deep body of greenish waters. We know, however, that at times the ocean presents no such appearance, but instead is seen as rising in great mountainous waves, white-capped and threatening the tiny vessels of men with its power. Or again, we may define the word flame in the sense of a steady, bright stream of burning gas, whereas we know only too well that the word also indicates the great hot tongues of fiery force that stream out from the windows of a burning building and lick to destruction all with which it comes in contact. So it is with the human aura. At times, it may be seen as a beautiful, calm, luminous atmosphere, presenting the appearance of a great opal under the rays of the sun. Again, it blazes like the flames of a great furnace, shooting forth great tongues of fire in this direction and that,